Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Professor Richard Conroy and Cathal Jones of Conroy Gold. Welcome back, gents. Hope you're both well.
Indeed we are. Thank you very much. And indeed, good to talk with you.
So obviously, Conroy has just announced that his joint venture partner, Damir Export, will exit the joint venture, retaining a 2% net smelter royalty capped at their total €5.65 million investment. Despite the JV's dissolution, Conroy Gold is pleased with the advancements, including discovering a second district-scale gold trend. Partnership accelerated exploration and shifted the company's focus from exploration to mine development. Conroy Gold will seek a new partner to continue developing its gold trends, which show significant potential akin to major deposits like Fosterville in Australia. The company appreciates Damir Export's contributions to its exploration success and is optimistic about future developments in its Irish and Northern Ireland licenses. Tell us more about this surprise exit, please, Richard.
Well, we're very happy about it. It's been a very amicable exit. And I must say that Damir Export have been enormously supportive. And, of course, they've put in $5.5 million. And, of course, we don't have to give them any percentage on it. They will be paid back the net smelter royalty from production. And it makes it far easier for us to bring in one or other parties. There's already been considerable interest shown at PDAC. But, of course, at that stage, we didn't have 100%, whereas we now have 100%. Puts us in a far better position and coming in party for discussion. So we're very happy with it indeed. And of course, we've made enormous progress, as you were just saying, with the contribution which Damir Export has made. We now have two gold trends. There are very few, if any, exploration companies which have such many discoveries associated with them, including the Creamkill one at 4 ounces a ton of gold. But we want, as you're saying, now to get the emphasis in on bringing in a mine or mines. That's what it's all about, and this should make it a lot more expeditious in doing that. But at the same time, their contribution has been very good indeed. So we're very happy about it.
So, Professor, the upshot is you've had €5.6 million put into the ground, which you have all the information of. And it looks like you don't have to pay them back anytime soon, and you still have 100% of the project. So how does that make you feel in terms of
makes us feel very good, I can tell you. It's an excellent deal. And so we're very pleased, which is indeed. Effectively, as you said, we've had $5.5 million, which we've used to very good advantage in bringing it forward. We now have mentioned two gold trends. We have the excellent results coming out from Interpret. Excellent results from the Clay Lake area, and of course, the marvelous results from Creamkill. So, we've got plenty of results, big area, but what we want to do now is the concentration on mining development. And even there, as we're looking at Clontibret, it's increasingly looking as though, never guarantee anything, but it's increasingly looking as though it could be another Fosterville. And of course, Fosterville is a very excellent gold mine, very profitable one in Australia. So we're very, very happy with it. And yet at the same time, as I say, it's all been a very amicable basis.
And what sort of characters in terms of companies might be interested in this size of the resource that you possibly have?
Well, we've already had at one stage or another, we're not going to name names, but we've already had beforehand, even before we did the deal with Damir Export asked to come in, major companies coming doing site visits and expressing an interest. And indeed, as they've said to us, they have been watching our progress, very impressed by it. So we'll be out talking with some of these companies, or they'll be coming to us. So we'll be looking forward to that, because really what we want to do is bring in the first mine. Now there's obviously going to be more than one mine there, but let's take it a step at a time.
So Cathal, I ask you about the financial side of things then. How does this leave you in terms of Conroy Gold, and how was the negotiations in terms of managing to negotiate this net smelter royalty?
Yeah, I think, Gavin, we very much look at the last few years and the amount of money that has been invested by Damir in the ground as a very significant stepping stone for us in terms of how to bring the entire project forward. But like, we, 5.6 million at various stages, it's not our market cap at the moment. it was at one stage double our market cap, and it certainly is a very significant percentage of our market cap at the moment. So we couldn't possibly have raised that money on the market ourselves and brought ourselves to the stage we are. We've got a significant amount of information, more detailed in terms of the information that we already knew and in the areas we already knew, and some significant fresh areas, as the professor's already mentioned, in the context of Greenkill, etc. So really, when talking to future partners, potentially, we are in an excellent position in terms of being able to get the breadth of our projects across them, the attractiveness of the projects, etc. So from a financial perspective, it's brought us on immeasurably compared to where we were, and really has left us in what I would consider a very exciting position, with a significant open position in terms of having 100% of the licenses rather than, you know, a 75 or 70% stake, where you would be wondering where the room was for ourselves in a future negotiation with a potential large simfer. So really, from our perspective, it's the best of a number of worlds as we move forward.
So, okay, cool. I'll aim this one at you, but can you give us an idea of how it all went in terms of both Demir and yourselves deciding whether this joint venture carried on or not?
Thanks, Kevin. I think that the professor's description of the discussion, the negotiation, having been beautiful, is reflected in the outcome of the discussions. Because there's a very, very clean ownership structure of 100%. Both sides believe that that was the best way to facilitate bringing in a new joint venture partner. And it also reflects confidence by Demir Export in the project going forward, that there will be a cash flow ultimately out of the project in terms of the net smelter royalty for them that will be available to them to inject into their own project in Turkey in due course.
So do we expect the next few months to be pretty exciting in terms of news flow? Obviously, I think there's still some drilling results to come out. And also, obviously, you're going to then be talking to some of these bigger companies now to see who wants a gold project at $2,300 per ounce of gold when it could be millions of ounces of gold.
Yeah, I think we need to get the message over what a major project this is, of the potential enormity of it. And as yet, in many ways, it's, of course, totally undervalued. People don't think of Ireland in terms of gold. I think that's one of the first messages that we've got to get across. We did that before with zinc, and the Stoyan International Zinc Province. And what we might want with these discoveries of having two gold trends and a whole series of targets in them is that Ireland also has significant potential for gold, and we'll be looking for some major partner with the funds, with the company experience and so on, who will appreciate, as I think many of them are doing already, the unique opportunity that exists. We already see, indeed, I think we make a comparison somewhere in our news release to the Canadian situation in Newfoundland, where there have been some excellent discoveries, which have a very high, by the way, market capitalization, yet we are already well ahead of them. And our market capitalization obviously doesn't reflect that in any sense whatsoever. So this is a tremendous opportunity now for capital gain, as well, so, as moving ahead.
Yeah. So Richard, will you look to potentially structure any future JVs with the same, which would look like very favorable terms for Conroy going forward?
Of course, yes. We're in an even better position now than when Demir Export approached us. And we had a very good deal and then, which has certainly turned out extremely well. As Cahill was saying, we've been looking to raise $5.5 million on the markets, but our share price, as it was then, that would have been a very difficult and diluting situation. Whereas we've got $5.5 million effectively interest-free, and it doesn't have to be paid back until we're in production. And using that $5.5 million as we did, we've made huge progress, which we wouldn't have been able to do without several million coming in to be spent on drilling, etc. So it's really, we've taken a giant step forward with what we have. And I think some of the people in the industry are beginning perhaps to appreciate that.
Yeah, it looks like you've a lot of information gathered now, a lot of money in the ground that's gone into it. And we look forward to the next steps and You can hear the mic light being announced in the background, so that's all good. And we're about to fly from Ndola in northwest Zambia to Lusaka, the capital of Zambia, having walked a couple of copper projects yesterday. So thank you for your time.
Very good time to be in copper, and I hope you have a good flight.
So Richard Conroy and Cal Jones with Conroy Gold and Natural Resources, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.